Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, The Glories of Devotional Service, Text 4. Suto Vacha Dvaipayana Sakas Tvevam Maitreya Bhagavams Tata Prahedam Viduram Prita Anvikshikyam Projita Sutruvacha Dvaipayana Sakas Tvevam Maitreya Bhagavams Tata Prahedam Viduram Prita Amvikshikshyam Prachodita Sutruvacha Dvaipayana Sakas Tvevam Maitreya Bhagavams Tata Prahedam Viduram Prita Anvikshikshyam Prachodita Sutruvacha Dvaipayana Sakas Tvevam Maitreya Bhagavams Tata Prahedam Viduram Prita Anvikshikyam Prachodita Sutruvacha. Sutta Goswami said, Dvaipayana Sakha, friend of Vyasadev. To then, evam, thus, Maitreya, Maitreya, Bhagavan, worshipful, Tata, in that way, Praha, spoke, Idam, this, Viduram, to Vidura, Prita, being pleased, Anvikshikyam, about transcendental knowledge, Prachodita, being asked. Incidentally, does anyone have more water? I've missed the opportunity for drinking it. We need to restart the computer, actually, I'm afraid. Anyway. Translation. Sri Suta Goswami said, the most powerful sage, Maitreya, was a friend of Vyasadeva. Being encouraged and pleased by Vidura's inquiry about transcendental knowledge, Maitreya spoke as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Questions and answers are very satisfactorily dealt with when the inquirer is bona fide and the speaker is also authorized. Here, Maitreya is considered a powerful sage and therefore is also described as Bhagavan. This word can be used not only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but for anyone who is almost as powerful as the Supreme Lord. Maitreya is addressed as Bhagavan because he was spiritually far advanced. He was a personal friend of Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, a literary incarnation of the Lord. Maitreya was very pleased with the inquiries of Vidura because they were the inquiries of a bona fide, advanced devotee. Thus, Maitreya was encouraged to answer. When there are discourses on transcendental topics between devotees of equal mentality, the questions and answers are very fruitful and encouraging. Sutta Ruvacha, Dvaipayanasakastvevam, Maitreyo Bhagavams Tata, Prahidam Viduram Prita, Anvikshikyam Prachodita. Sri Suta Goswami said, the most powerful sage Maitreya was a friend of Vyasadeva. Being encouraged and pleased by Vidura's inquiry about transcendental knowledge, Maitreya spoke as follows. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikapaturubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Okay, just a sec. We got a couple of problems here. Oh, I see. Now, how to stop this? Well, just bear with me for a moment, because this thing, I tell you, it's not doing well. There it is. End task. Okay. All right, I hope the sound is better now. I'm actually just, yeah. All right, anyway, here we go. Devotees, we're doing our best under awkward circumstances. Hare Krishna. So, here the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, anyway, there's a little shift. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam is always step by step developing in different directions. And here there's a little change in focus. Maitreya and Vidura, discussing. And as Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada notes, in the purport, and it's to a large degree the focus of the purport, Maitreya is addressed here in the verse itself. Maitreya is addressed as Bhagavan. Maitreyo Bhagavans Tata. And Srila Prabhupada particularly, well, we mentioned, he focuses on that. And Srila Prabhupada makes the point that Sri Sri Radharadnath, Sri Giri Govardhan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Prabhupada makes the point that that there is a practice, you could say. We see it from time to time in Srimad Bhagavatam of someone who is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, someone who is a jiva soul like us, at least in that they're jiva souls, but they're referred to as Bhagavan. Normally this term, at least to the greatest extent, it is reserved for Vishnu Tattva, the actual Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his different expansions. But occasionally, not often, but occasionally, and this is one place right here, the term is used to refer to a devotee, a jiva soul. As Prabhupada mentions here, Maitreya is addressed as Bhagavan because he was spiritually far advanced. It's not just used in anything It's only used in the cases of very special devotees. Very special. Maitreya is very special. He's far spiritually advanced. There are places, or at least a place, maybe a few, where Narada Muni is addressed as Bhagavan. As I recall, Shukadeva Goswami himself is referred to as Bhagavan. So it happens a little sometimes. Even it's interesting. When Hiranyakashipu is appealing to Lord Brahma to fulfill his requests about trying to avoid death, then Hiranyakashipu addresses Lord Brahma definitely at least once, but it may be a few times, but at least once he addresses him as Bhagavan, which of course is appropriate in this type of context, spiritually far advanced, some great devotee who has some great service and some special powers even in terms of his service. So Lord Brahma, of course, it's possible he could be addressed as Bhagavan. But the point is made there that actually Hiranyakashipu is flattering him. That's the idea. He wants his, well, eternal life, ideally. But anyway, you know, he can't get that. So at least as much as possible he wants from Lord Brahma, and therefore he resorts to flattery. And as we understand, Lord Brahma, you could say, succumbs to the flattery, more or less. And there, at that particular place where he's requesting the benedictions, Lord Brahma, when he went, just before he went, or as he was about to go to meet with Hiranyakashipu there, he was warned. It was Narada Muni, but someone told him, listen, this Hiranyakashipu, he wants special benedictions from you, and when he gets them, if you give them to him, he will use them against you. He will use them to kill you, or somehow or other to take over your place. So don't fulfill any of his requests for benedictions. But Lord Brahma did. Yes. Despite being specifically informed that he's going to try, if not to kill you, but at least to take over your place. There's a saying I'm sure you've heard. Flattery will get you nowhere. Have you heard that? Anyway, there's a saying in certain circles. Flattery will get you nowhere. Whoever made up that saying didn't know what they were talking about. Because flattery, not always, but definitely sometimes, flattery can get you a long way. But that's sort of by the way. Because it was a sort of deceitful use of the term Bhagavan. But here, Suta Goswami is speaking and very sincerely, because he is very, very great devotee. He's very great devotee. Even with respect, he is a greater devotee than Maitreya. Maitreya is referred to elsewhere as being a Jnana Bhakta, a Jnana Bhakta, which indicates a sort of slight even contamination or some influence of Jnana, which is not 100% in keeping with the pure devotional status. But Suta Goswami, oh, he is really great. Not only does he speak Srimad Bhagavatam, but he speaks a number of the other Puranas. Maybe all of them. I don't know about all of them, but definitely there's a number spoken by Suta Goswami. And here he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. So if he says, if he addresses someone as Bhagavan, well, that's very significant. Very significant. It's definitely not flattery, but it's real appreciation of the devotee's spiritual status, spiritual potency, and like that. So this is the case here. Even though, on a certain level, it's a little difficult to relate to, because Bhagavan, after all, means the person, a person who possesses all the opulences of the Absolute in full, or at least very substantially. All those six opulences of wealth, beauty, strength, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. Yeah. That's the significance and the general use of the term. In fact, well, we mentioned the other day when we were beginning our Bhagavad Gita seminar that Srila Prabhupada, or rather that Srila Vyasadeva, actually, who is the one responsible for Bhagavad Gita being compiled in a written form, that Srila Vyasadeva, when he undertook that, whenever Lord Krishna starts to speak, every now and then Arjuna raises a question or interjects in some way, maybe, yeah, like that, and then Lord Krishna begins speaking again. And every time when Krishna starts to speak, every time it's Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Every time Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. And elsewhere Srila Prabhupada makes the point that there's a particular reason why Srila Vyasadeva has said Sri Bhagavan and not Sri Krishna. Or, you know, from time to time in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is addressed not as Krishna, but, for example, Rishikesh. In the first chapter, he's addressed a couple of times as Rishikesh. Arjuna addresses him as Madhusudana. And, oh, Janardhan, he's addressed as Janardhan. This is just in the first chapter or first couple of chapters. But we never find Sri Janardhan Uvacha, Sri Rishikesh Uvacha, and not even Sri Krishna Uvacha, but every time we read Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, this, you could say, classic term of address for the Supreme Lord, which is used to establish his position as the Supreme Lord in the strongest way possible. Bhagavan, he who possesses all opulences in full, all those six opulences, and anything else too, whatever there is, he possesses it in full. Property. Well, that's wealth. Okay, so But then the term is used for the great some great devotees sometimes, or although they do not possess all six opulences in full, basically ever, really. Certainly they possess some of them, like Shaktivesh avatars, like Narada Muni, Srila Vyasadeva when he's a jiva, Prithu Maharaj, who is a jiva. They possess some particular potency of the Lord to a great extent. Vyasadeva, when he's a jiva, possesses the literary potency of the Lord, the full capacity of the Lord to express himself in words. Narada possesses the bhakti shakti. Prithu Maharaj possesses the dushta shakti, means the shakti for chastisement. And like this, different devotees, if they're Shaktivesh specifically, it indicates that they possess some specific potency of the Lord, at least to a very great degree, maybe completely. Srila Prabhupada, we were reading yesterday, a few offerings to Srila Prabhupada, and who was it? It was somebody. It was Giriraj Maharaj, wasn't it? Who? Yeah. It was Giriraj Maharaj. Was referring to Srila Prabhupada as a Shaktivesh avatar, which of course has been done. Oh, and he referred to Prabhupada's godbrother Sridhar Maharaj, who said that apparently that he's a Shaktivesh avatar of Lord Nityananda, which is nice point. Yeah. And of course many devotees over the years have referred to Prabhupada as a Shaktivesh avatar, as Vallabhacharya says to Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Kalira Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtam, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravatan, sort of putting it the other way around. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi. Without, if you don't have Krishna Shakti, then you can't spread the Sankirtan movement. But if you have, and particularly if you really have great Krishna Shakti, like Srila Prabhupada, then you can spread, or Srila Prabhupada spread, the Sankirtan movement. And through empowering his followers, to different degrees, of course, depending on different considerations according to the level of the devotee and the consciousness and things like this. So Srila Prabhupada continues to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world through empowering his followers who generally we would take are not just getting it independently, that Krishna Shakti, But as with all nice things in Krishna consciousness, they all come through parampara. The nasty things come from ourselves if we get a little off track. But all the nice things, they come through parampara, including this, the potency to spread Krishna consciousness, which different devotees possess to different degrees and in different ways. So it is done like that. And it doesn't indicate that the devotee possesses all wealth and just all of these things, all power, meaning even in the physical sense, physical type of sense. But it certainly indicates that there's some special potency, which is the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but by His mercy, it's being invested in the devotee. And therefore, the devotee is able to do so many things very wonderfully. So in this case, Maitreya, he was a personal friend of Vyasadeva. In other words, he had a lot of very good association with Srila Vyasadeva. Vidura is here. Vidura is Yamaraj. Yamaraj sometimes is addressed as Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada points out about Yamaraj that he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to deal with the conditioned souls, to keep track of the conditioned souls when they're in the human form of life, how they're incurring karma, as well as how they're receiving. And in terms of the lower species, they're not receiving, they're not incurring further, but they are receiving the reactions. He's keeping track of that. And in fact, his Yamaraj is being born as Vidura is all to do with what was considered to be a mistake of Yamaraj in giving some karma to a human being. Yes. But Srila Prabhupada makes the point, the way he puts it is that Yamaraj is empowered with the complete potency of the super soul in regards to keeping track of the conditioned souls, being able to be aware of what is being incurred and how reactions are being given out. That's Shaktivesh. That's very much Shaktivesh. So then here we are that now Maitreya, Vidura is inquiring. Vidura is inquiring. Here's a person who could be addressed as Bhagavan himself. But at the very, very least, as expressed here, Prabhupada said, Vidura's inquiries were the inquiries of a bona fide advanced devotee. Thus Maitreya was encouraged to answer. When there are discourses on transcendental topics between devotees of equal mentality, the questions and answers are very fruitful and encouraging. And not only that, well, encouraging. Yeah, encouraging. Just like we see how Shukadeva Goswami, he kept talking. Oh my gosh. Goodbye, excuse me. It happens occasionally. I missed a call, I'm so sorry. Right, so, where were we? Yes, Shukadeva Goswami kept speaking. 7 days, 7 nights, 24. That was literally 24/7. And Parikshit Maharaj kept asking and hearing and asking and hearing. And Shukadeva kept understanding the questions and answering. And then, of course, just stating different things himself. And they were so encouraged We've just been through a little bit of a marathon. I think every single devotee sitting here has just been through a marathon. And some who are not sitting here because they may, I don't know, anyway, they're elsewhere, shall we say. We've all been through a marathon. And particularly Janmashtami night, maybe last night also, I don't know, for some of you perhaps, but definitely Janmashtami, who got their sort of quota of sleep? Nobody. Yeah. You know, when I was young, I used to, I didn't take rest on Janmashtami night for years till I came to South Africa. Even the first year, I think, or maybe two, in Cato Ridge, I remember clearly I didn't take rest, just went, stayed up, chanted my rounds, and then went into Vyasa Puja. And it can be a bit of a struggle sometimes. The shortage of sleep. But here's Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, 7 days and seven nights. They didn't sleep at all. And it was not that Parikshit Maharaj, who's the main one doing the listening, he was not dozing off sometimes, as happens sometimes to some devotees. Who has not witnessed or even done that? So this is based on the transcendental inspiration, transcendental enthusiasm, when really nice Krishna conscious questions are placed, and then very nice answers are being given. When the devotees naturally become invigorated and inspired tremendously. So it's not just a matter of, you know, I'll try and stay awake. It's not just a matter of staying awake, but they're just completely focused. So here we go then. This is now, it's now going to happen. It's now going to happen. Maitreya, starting with the next verse, is going to start answering some of the inquiries of Vidura. He's already placed, I guess, he's obviously placed some questions he has done and is going to also. And we'll see how they wonderfully explore the subjects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His devotees, and devotional service. Bhagavan, bhaktas, and bhakti. These three things, very important elements in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That's all for today. Всё. In Russian. Oh, okay.